Good morning, friends. It's good, as always, to be with you. We continue our series, I Have a Friend. Today's theme, I Have a Friend Who Wonders Whether Heaven Is Real. And there are two readings that I'd like to read. They both come from Matthew. They're on that in that bulletin that you have. You may want to open it up so that you can follow the reading with me. They'll also be on the screen. And I'd like to put these two readings out there right at the beginning. And the first reading is from Matthew chapter 4. It's from verse 12. It's a moment in Jesus' life. It's the moment when he begins his ministry, his public ministry. When Jesus heard that John, that's John the Baptizer, had been put into prison, he withdrew to Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and he lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun, Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. And on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And from that time onwards, Jesus began to preach. And here was his message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then the other reading from Matthew chapter 6, you will know this reading well. Jesus is teaching his disciples about prayer, and he says to them these words. This then is how you should pray. And now he gives them some words. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Some years ago, in my home church on the East Rand, I had the privilege of having to do confirmation classes. Now, confirmation classes for us were those moments when we take young people in the age 15, 16, 17, 18, and we prepare these young people for full membership in the church. And so one of my responsibilities was to take them through some of the key beliefs of the Christian faith. And whenever we came to the subject of heaven, I always used to begin with two questions. I would ask these teenagers, who of you think that heaven is real and is really a beautiful, beautiful place? And almost always, every hand would go up. All believe it's beautiful, real. And then I would ask them another question. Who of you would like to go there now? Not one hand. So heaven was this beautiful place that no one really, really wanted to go to. Now, I want to be honest with you. I can identify with those young people very, very deeply. That even though in my own life there have been and there are many difficulties and struggles and moments of grief and moments of pain, I need to be honest with you and say I really love my life on this earth. I really do. I love those that I spend my life with. I love Debbie and the kids. I'm one of those lucky people that really love my work. I love what I do. I love watching sport. The Bulls beat the Stormers. It's just wonderful. I love creation, sky and sun and birds and hills and trees and wind and sun and rain. I just really love my life. And I often say to the Lord, Lord, please, please, will you just extend my life on earth just a little bit longer so I can identify with those young people? And yet, I want to say something very important to you this morning. I want to say that if we really want to live this one life wisely, if we want to live this one life well, if we want to live this one life meaningfully and significantly, we need to have a very thoughtful understanding and real experience of what heaven is all about now. Can I say that again? If we really want to live wisely, meaningfully, significantly, deeply, we really need to have a thoughtful understanding and experience of heaven now. Just over a year ago, my mentor of over 25 years died. It was a very big moment in my life. I've often spoken to you about him. He was a philosopher. He was a follower of Christ. He lectured in a university overseas. His name was Dallas Willard. Had a profound influence on my life. The second last visitor to him at his bedside when he was in hospital dying was his granddaughter. His granddaughter was 13 years of age. And she came to say goodbye to him. And after their conversation, she walked away from the bed. And then Dallas called her back. And his last words to her were, give them heaven. Give them heaven. All I want to do today is I want to give you heaven. I want to give you heaven. I've been following Jesus now for just over 40 years. I have immersed my life in Scripture. I have especially immersed my life in the words of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus. And out of this deep immersion, there are some deep guiding convictions that I have about heaven that I would love to explore with you very briefly today. I just want to put them out there. And I'm hoping and praying, and I've been doing this hoping and praying since early this morning, that somehow as I do this, that God will speak a life-giving word to you, no matter who you are, where you are, and what you're going through at this moment. Some of you are going through hell right now. I would like to give you heaven. I really do. And the first conviction that I want to put out there is this, that when we speak about heaven, heaven is a word we find in the Bible. It's a very important word in the Christian story. Heaven is God's space. That's the first thing I want to say. Heaven is God's space. Do you remember when Jesus taught his disciples how to pray? Do you remember what he said to them? The words are going to come up again on the screen. And I want you to look at them very, very carefully. Jesus says, when you pray, this is how you pray. He says to them, pray like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus is making something very clear here. Heaven is God's space. Heaven is God's dwelling place. In Eastern English, heaven is where God hangs out. Heaven is God's control room from where God acts and directs and speaks and guides. Heaven is where what God wants done gets done. That's heaven. That's heaven. Heaven is where we encounter God face to face. I love this story, and I'm going to read it to you. I don't often read things to you from up here, but this is well worth reading. It's a story about a conversation that two twins have in the womb. Listen in on this conversation. I love it. The little sister said to the little brother in the womb, "I believe there's life after birth." Her brother protested vehemently. "No, no, this is all there is. This is a dark and cozy place, and we have nothing else to but to cling to the cord that feeds us." But the little girl insisted, "There must be something more than this dark place. There must be something else where there's light and freedom to move." Still, she couldn't convince her twin brother. And then after some silence, she said rather hesitantly, "I've got something else to say, and I don't think you're going to like this either. I think there's a mother." Her little brother became furious. "A mother? A mother?" he shouted. "What are you talking about? I've never seen a mother, and neither have you ever seen a mother. Who put that stupid idea in your head? This place is all we have. Why do you want more? This is not such a bad place after all. We've got all we need, so let's be content." The little sister was quite overwhelmed by her brother's response, and for a while she didn't dare to say anything more, but she couldn't let go of her convictions. And since there was no one else to speak to but her twin brother, she said, "Don't you feel those squeezes every once in a while? They really are unpleasant, and they sometimes even painful." "Yes," he said, "what's so special about that?" "Well," the sister said, "I think those squeezes are there to get us ready for another place, much more beautiful than this, where we will see our mother face to face. Don't you think that's exciting?" Heaven is God's space. God's dwelling place. It's where God hangs out. It's where what God wants done gets done. That is heaven. But now, let me take you one critical step further. The second guiding conviction that I want us to hold on to is this: Heaven is accessible and available to us right now. Look at Jesus' first message that he ever preached. Look at what he emphasized. Look at what his message was all about. From that time onwards, Jesus began to preach. Here is his message, the essence of his message: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. It is at hand. It is accessible. It is available to us where we are. I think we make two mistakes when we talk about heaven, and they are terrible mistakes. The one mistake we make is we think heaven is far away. Far away, far away, far away, far away. Usually up there somewhere. What does Bette Midler sing? Nice song, bad theology. What does she sing? From a distance. Heaven is far away. From a distance, God is watching us. It's not what Jesus is saying. Not what Jesus is saying at all. When the first Russian astronaut, who was an atheist, returned to Earth, he had a press conference. He spoke to the press from around the world, and he said in his first public conference, "I have been up there, and I want to say there's no heaven and there's no God." There was a wise Russian Orthodox priest there listening to him, and he said to this astronaut, "If you did not meet God down here, you are not going to meet God up there. If you did not experience the reality of heaven here, you're not going to experience the reality of heaven there." Heaven is not far away. Heaven impinges on our life right here and now. Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Look at your hand. It's very close to you. Very close. And the second mistake we often make is we think heaven is always later. It's later. It's something that's going to, you know, it's something that happens like after death. It's not here and now. It's not available in any way. And Jesus comes with this breathtaking message that God and the kingdom of heaven is available and accessible to every one of us, no matter what hell we may be living in right now. And some of us are living a hellish existence. And some of us are at the bottom of our ropes. And some of us are living in the midst of trauma and heartache and heartbreak. And Jesus says, at that point, God, the kingdom of heaven, is available. And He gives us one word so that we can enter into that reality now. He gives us a beautiful word. He says, repent. Repent. What does repent mean? Repent means turn around. You've been living without me. Now turn around and live with me. That's repentance. Come, place your trust in me. Begin to follow me. Engage with me, and I will lead you into the reality of heaven now. And you will begin to experience a little bit of it right here and now. And so how does Paul the Apostle describe himself? I am a citizen of heaven, even though I'm on earth. This week, I can't believe it, this week, I have an appointment with a woman on the East Rand, and it's her first appointment that I've had with her. She has been diagnosed with a cyst that is ominous, life-threatening in her brain. She's 42, three small children. And to deal with the trauma and the anxiety and the pain, she has been seeing a psychologist. And the psychologist had suggested that she also begin to have a few conversations with myself. And so I sat with her. Her first words as she sits down. Her first words. "Trevor, I want to know if God and heaven are real. I want to know if God and heaven are real." Now, she's got all the intellectual stuff, but she's needing to experience something that will help her to live in the hell that she's going through with a measure of confidence and faith and hope and meaning. And so as her pastor in that moment, all I can do is I lead her into an experience now of how she can place her trust in Christ and how she can engage Him and follow Him, because He is going to lead her now into an experience of the reality of God and God's heaven. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, right now. I don't know what you're going through, but right where you are, Jesus comes to you and to me and says, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, turn around, start following me, get engaged with me. I will lead you into this experience. I will give you an inner confidence by which you come to know the reality of heaven right now. It's heaven all the way to heaven. And it's hell all the way to hell. It's life with God now, and then in death it becomes even fuller life with God. And if that's why our choices right now are eternal choices. Massive choices. My last conviction that I want to share with you, as it comes out of Scripture, is an interesting one. Heaven is God's space. Heaven is available, accessible to us right now. Heaven is not our ultimate destination. The ultimate destination is even more exciting, according to Scripture. Look how John puts it. In that magnificent book of the Revelation, in Revelation chapter 21, where he says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Watch, for the first earth, the first heaven had passed away. There was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now amongst the people, and He will dwell with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. And He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, or no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain. For the old order of things has passed away. Our Christian hope for the future is mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. It has two phases to it, and I'm going to say this very simply. That when we die, we go to be with God. And God holds our lives safe in God's love and God's presence and God's care. What did Jesus say to that man on the cross next to him? Today you'll be with me in paradise. But that's not the end of the story. From there we anticipate the final action of God, when God brings about a new heaven and a new earth, when God will restore everything that God has made, when the kingdoms of this world, as Paul puts it, when the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of God and of God's Christ. And what will we be doing there? Look at this magnificent verse. Revelation 22 verse 5, and what we will do there, there'll be no more night, they will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light. Now watch this, and they will reign with Him forever. We are not looking forward to an eternal church service after death. Can you imagine that? An eternal church service. We're not going to be wafting around on a cloud with harps. We're not going to be RIPing for the rest of eternity, resting in peace. We will be reigning with Christ in the new heavens and the new earth. To reign, that's active. It's, we'll be interacting with God, interacting with others, engaged in wonderful, creative, magnificent work. That is our destiny in Christ. And you may say to me, Trevor, under your breath, Trevor, wishful thinking. Wishful thinking. That's a pipe dream. We believe that because of one thing in our history. One thing. That on the third day, God raised Christ from the grave as an advert of what He was going to do one day in the future. And in Jesus' resurrection body, do you remember His resurrection body? It combined heaven and earth in a new way. And so Jesus' resurrection body becomes a foretaste, a prototype of what awaits us in the future. That is our destiny. That is our destiny. Let me end. I just wanted to give heaven to you today. Just heaven. Heaven is God's space. Heaven is where God dwells. Heaven is the reality of God's presence. And it's available wherever we are right now. There is one word that leads us into that experience. The word repent. When we turn around and begin to follow Christ. And as we do that, He leads us into a living experience of God and heaven in the present. And as He leads us into that experience here and now, we look forward as well to the day when God will restore heaven and earth and where we will reign with Christ forever. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, come to us this morning. Come right up to us. Make your message real to us. That the kingdom of your Father, the kingdom of heaven, is available to us. And you call us to follow you, to place our trust in you. We want to do that, Lord, today. In a new way, a fresh way, a deep way. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you will lead us as we get to know you and love you and follow you and obey you, that you will lead us into the realities of heaven here and now. And as you do that, that we too will become agents of that heaven, that we will go to those hells around us and bring the reality of your love there too. This is our prayer. This is the longing of our heart. And we offer it to you today. And we say together as God's people, Amen. May the joy of the risen Christ be with you. Amen. Amen.